we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to Star Wars Day here in Brevard County. May the 4th be with you. It's a lame joke, but it's a joke nonetheless. If you don't like it, we'll give you your money back today. But thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5. My name is Bob Arthurs. I have the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God for the past 23 years. Been here doing the Refresh radio program for about 2.5 years now. And we are thankful that you have tuned in today to this broadcast. We do want to let you know that we will be having our vintage service today at 11 a.m. and would like for you to come out and be a part of that if at all possible. It's hard to believe we're already in the month of May, but we are. And we would like to give a shout out and say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284, 759-3284. They do a great job of keeping Merritt Assembly of God cool. And if you're here in Central Brevard County, they could be a blessing to you as well. He's not there to sell you anything that you don't need. He is there to help make sure that you stay cool as the heat of the summer approaches. And we are sure, you know, I tell people once May hits, you know, then we're probably accustomed to 90 degrees for the next 5 or 6 months. And so you want to make sure that your AC is working properly. And if it's not, give Bill Andriac a call at Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284. So after I did the broadcast yesterday, I was traveling. I come in here and I've made my little notations of everything that that I've had to share. And as I left, I felt like God said, you know, there's an opposite to that. I was in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse number 13, where it says, therefore my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. And so yesterday I spent much of that time focusing on the link between a lack of knowledge and captivity. But I was planning on moving on to the next topic, and we will probably do that today. But before I do, I'd like to share with you the antithesis of lack of knowledge sends into captivity, and that is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, and verse number 28. Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please Him. Wow, what kind of testimony is that? I would love to have that testimony. As He spoke these words, many believed in Him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed Him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So there is a correlation between a lack of knowledge and captivity, and on the opposite end of the spectrum, there is a correlation between knowing the truth and freedom and liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Jesus wants you and I to experience that freedom to be all that He wants us to be. You know, there's a saying that says, you know, God, may I be the person that my dog thinks I am, you know, because they just look at you and they think that you are just the greatest person on the planet. You know, you feed them, you rub their belly, you scratch their ears, and man, it is just great. They will defend you, like nobody's business. And then I heard this definition recently, and I'm going to try and get this right. It says, Grace is the empowerment of God to become the person that God sees me as. Grace is the empowerment to become the person that God sees me as. There is more to this Christian life than just saying a prayer and getting up and going about and doing whatever you want to do. It is about knowing Jesus, not just knowing about him, but knowing him. And Jesus wanted the people who knew him to realize that if they knew him, they knew the Father. I can't tell you the number of times I have heard kids, including myself, talk about how they had become their father. My daughter sends me text messages from college when she was there and said, "Dad, one of your lines just came out of my mouth. You know, I realize that I am your daughter." And so there is something about knowing, and the way that we know is through the Word of God. I love the Spirit of God moving in our services. But let me tell you, there was something that I was told a long time ago, and that is this: if you have the Scriptures but you do not have the Spirit, you end up with legalism. If you have the Spirit but you do not have the Word of God, you end up with fanaticism. But if you have the Scripture and the power of the Holy Spirit, you have authority, you have power, you have the miraculous operating in your life. That's what we want. The only way to discern God's voice is through the revealed will of God, the Word of God that he has placed in our hands, and we are so blessed. If you have a smartphone, you can have the Bible that goes with you. If you have a Kindle or an iPad or a tablet of any variety, the Bible can go with you. They even still make print Bibles that you can take with you. You can have it in different colors. You can have it in different versions. You can take the Word of God with you. There should be no reason. If you don't like to read, they have it in audio. They have, you know, there is just so much availability. There is no reason that we cannot know the Scriptures. Listen to what Jesus says here in John 8. If you abide in my word, that means you've got to remain in it. It's not a one-hit wonder. It's not come, you know, every so often and get your word fixed and then you go on. It is a constant abiding. The Word of God should not just be something that comes out of our mouth. It should be part of our nature. It should be part of our DNA. I hope that when you come to listen to this program, or when you come to Merit Assembly of God, that you're not coming just for a consumer mindset or a consumer reason, but you're coming for the Word of God, because my personality will not keep you. My wife's bubbly, vivacious personality will not keep you. Our children's ministry and our youth ministry, they won't keep you. Our worship leader, that's not going to keep you. You only stay if you abide in the Word of God. It is very essential. We are looking for people that God has called there. We're very thankful. We had a meeting here a little over a week ago with our staff, just to say, okay, what can we do better, and how can we make better disciples? We looked at our attendance, and it was an all-inclusive attendance list. People who come to our church on a semi-regular basis or regular basis. And so that list was a little bit larger. And then we went through and we looked and we found out that over a third of the entire roster, so it's closer to 60% of our regular attendees, are actively involved in ministry. And that was a praise God, glory, hallelujah. But here was the other thing. there were so many people who were wearing multiple hats, you know, 3, 4, 5 and more hats, ministry portfolios. And we're saying, you know what? We need to get people involved. They need to abide in the Word of God. And so one of the things that that I was preaching recently was that every believer is supposed to have a part in the ministry. You are supposed to be a ministry partner. Partner meaning you have a part. Now, that could be a person who greets. It could be a person that helps mow the lawn, clean the toilet. It could be the person that is out there just spreading the good news everywhere you can go. It could be the person that's praying. It could be the person helping with the youth or helping with the adults, helping with the kids, teaching Sunday school, being part of the worship team, whatever it might be. You need to find a place. You're not supposed to be just a spectator. And a lot of people say, well, my thing is I just financially support the church. Well, praise God, because every church requires finances. But I believe that you will find even greater fulfillment when you say, you know what? I want to abide in God's word. And do you realize that that Christianity is the only thing that I can think of in life? You don't have to wait for permission to get involved. You don't ride the bench until the coach says, get in. You can be moved by the Spirit of God and become a soul winner today. God says he who wins souls is wise, and I pray that we would be about that, about the Master's business, and that is winning souls. So abide in his word. It is a constancy. It is something that even when you are not doing anything quote unquote spiritual, the word of God is still abiding. He says, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. In other words, a disciple is a person who was striving to become like their master, their teacher. A disciple would be a person who is actively pursuing betterment of their Christianity, becoming a better witness, becoming more knowledgeable in the Word of God. Even now, I'm striving to become a better pastor. I strive to become a better radio speaker. I listen to myself and say, why would anybody listen to this? But actually, I do say that. But I hear all of the things that I would like to improve about myself. And one of these days, we will hopefully get to that place. But we are to be becoming more like Jesus every day, every year. Because here is what happens next. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. This scripture is one of those scriptures that is oftentimes misquoted, because many quotes say this: the truth shall set you free. The truth shall set you free. The truth shall set you free. And that is part of what this scripture says. It is the culmination. It is the climax of what this scripture says. But there is a step before that, and it says this: you shall know the truth. Remember, when we were talking about on yesterday's program, there were people who did not have knowledge. They had forgotten the knowledge. They chose not to retain the knowledge. They had rejected the knowledge of God. And as a result of that, it led to their captivity and ultimately to their destruction. On the other hand, God says, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples, and you shall know the truth. It is God's will for you to know the truth. You should probably go around and evaluate some of the things that you hear people say, because a lot of things that people say are not in the Bible. They're not. Did you know that cleanliness is next to godliness? Did you know that's not in the Word of God? Now, it's, you know, being a person of good personal hygiene is a very desirable trait, especially from those people that hang around you. But it's not said in the Bible. That's just a saying that someone came up with. Another saying is healing is the children's bread. It is something that is a scriptural principle, but that saying is not from the Word of God. Another one is this too shall pass. That is something that is derived from the phrase that is repeated many times, and it came to pass, and it came to pass, and it came to pass. And if that came to pass, then this too shall pass. That's where that came from. But it's not a scripture in the Word of God. And so the truth shall set you free. People quote it, but they don't get the full context. And the full context is, and you shall know the truth. It is God's will for you to know the Word of God, not just know about it, but to know it. And here's the thing. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So it is not just knowing the words on a page. It is about a journey to know Jesus better day after day after day. Here's how you boil this entire situation down. If you want more freedom from sin and from the strongholds of the enemy in your life, then you need to know Jesus better, because the enemy will deprive you of as much knowledge as he can. He will try and get you and I to settle for less knowledge of Jesus because he wants to maintain as much captivity for us in our life as he can. So we want to empower people with the Word of God, and you shall know the truth. You might want to say, I shall know the truth. It is the will of God for me to know the truth. It is the will of God for me and my entire family. It says the truth shall make you free. And I like that, because it talks about the overpowering authority and superiority of Jesus Christ to the enemy. When you and I know the truth, it will make us free. It shall make you free. If God has to pry open Satan's paws to forcefully liberate you, then it's going to happen. You know the truth. What strongholds do you have in your life? What strongholds do I have in my life? I want to challenge you to do this. I want you to investigate what the scripture says about that situation. What does the scripture say about alcohol? What does scripture say about relationships? One of the greatest captivities that people experience right now in America is financial bondage. The world wants to keep us in bondage. What does the Bible have to say about that? You need to investigate these things and find out what Jesus has to say. A couple of weeks ago, one of our men mentioned a verse, and so he said, I haven't been able to find the reference for it yet, but I'm looking for it. And so I went and I found the reference, and I called him up and I said, here's the verse you're talking about. He said, that's it. And you know, we need to know the scriptures. Now, we've seen some people that have begun to declare what the scripture says over their situation. We have people in our congregation that were completely and totally incapacitated by sickness. They had a disease that rendered them completely bedbound. And what they did was they started listening to the Word of God over. They listened to the healing promises of God over and over and over and over again, day after day after day. They allowed that Word to penetrate and become part of their being and part of their makeup. And guess what? After a while, they were no longer bedbound. Now they're functioning in society, actually able to hold down a part-time job now. Are they walking in the full manifestation? No, But guess what? The more that they know Jesus, the more that they have developed in him, the more breakthroughs have come in their life. And we're very thankful for that. We're continuing to believe for even greater breakthrough. Get into the Word of God, find out what it has to say. And then I just encourage you to saturate your spirit with that truth. Saturate. You know, I've got this picture of this large chain and the Word of God just hammering away at that chain, chiseling it away, just saying, you know what, that blow might not have taken care of it, but I'm going to hit it again with the Word of God tomorrow, and I'm going to hit it again with the Word of God tomorrow. Do you realize that every mountain is eventually, you know, given enough time, given millions of years, every mountain would be eroded because of the water that beats down on it. I served a pastor one time in Texas, and he said, do you realize that your lawnmower may gain the victory over your lawn today, but eventually the lawn is going to win and you're going to have to replace your mower? You and I need to be persistent. A lot of times, and I'm not saying it can't happen, I know people that have been delivered just instantaneously. But I think that God wants us to develop that dependency upon him and allow that word to penetrate. You see, I've got 23, let's do a little bit of math. 23 years times 52 weeks is 15, 10, 11. That's about 1,200 weeks that have gone by, and I've preached three or four times. So I've preached, say, 3,500 to 4,000 sermons. And there are some of them that if I go back and look at my notes, I would have to really struggle to find out, God, what was it that you were using me to say during that message? But there are others that I'm telling you right now, God brought me through a season of breakthrough and victory in that area. The truth of God's word liberated me and set me free from captivity. And as a result, if you came up to me and you were struggling in that area, I could share with you the truth of God's word that he used to liberate me. And I wouldn't even need to turn to my notes. It is part of who I am. So guess what happens when you know that? You don't fall into that trap anymore. Not only is it a freedom from the snare, it's a freedom from the snare's future impact upon your life. What a great promise. Wouldn't you want to dive into God's word and experience all of the freedom and the breakthrough that you can from life's controlling strongholds so that they don't impact you anymore? But not only that, they don't impact your kids. They don't impact your grandkids. I see, Hezekiah is one of those very godly kings. God extended his life 15 years, and as a result of that, the Babylonians sent a contingent to find out, you know, what had happened, because there was a miraculous healing that had taken place, and so they sent emissaries to congratulate him on his healing. And when they got there, Hezekiah showed them everything in his palace, all the treasuries and just everything that there was to reveal. And the prophet came and asked him, what did you show them? And he told him, I showed them everything. And he said, really wish you hadn't done that, because everything you showed them will one day end up in Babylon. And not going to happen during your lifetime, but several generations. And it said this, and Hezekiah thought, well, at least it won't happen in my lifetime. It's just not going to impact me. And folks, I believe that we need to allow the word of God to penetrate our nature to such an extent that the things that raise concern in us are not just things that impact us, but they impact our neighbor, they impact the world, they impact future generations. I got to thinking about why are we so active in world missions? It's because we want future generations in those countries to experience the freedom that Christ has. A little over a week ago, I had lunch with a pastor from Thailand, and while I was meeting with those people, they requested, would you pray for Thailand? There's about 1.5-2% Christians in Thailand. Would you pray for the Christians in Thailand to grow? And some of those people, they've got strategies in place, and Christianity is growing, and it's growing in influence. They said, because Jesus Christ has power and accomplishes things in people's lives. Said powers that the statues in that land do not have. The ability to set people free that those statues cannot bring. And so they said, would you pray for, would you have your church pray for the people of Thailand? And it's like, we can do that. Our church loves to pray for people's needs, and especially for people to get saved. Don't you want to be involved? Don't you want to experience freedom? And don't you want Jesus to come and set the captives free? Let me take you back to one more passage of scripture. We'll close, and then we're going to pray for the people of Thailand and those in Brevard County as well. And Isaiah 61 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." He wants us. I mean, that Jesus said when he preached this, he opened it up and to the scroll, and he said, "This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus came to proclaim liberty to the captives and open up the prison doors to those who are bound. Let's pray today. Father, I pray that we would continue to abide in your word. Lord, that it would not just be an occasional visit, but Lord, it would be an abiding. It wouldn't be a one hit or a one time encounter, but Lord, it would be an abiding. That people would know the truth. They would be discipled, and that your truth would set them free. God, minister in Thailand today, we pray. Set them free so that they may know the truth. Lord, I pray that not only there, but here, that captives would be set free and prison doors would be thrown open, so that people could go forth liberated by Jesus Christ. God bless you. Have a great day. We will see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."